Great, Duke. Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming in. Violet, we'll start with you and just give us some background information on what's going on here. And it sounds like you and I have had a discussion. Sounds like the EPA wants you to do something and with the water system of the town isn't quite ready to do that. So give us the background. What's been going on here?
Well, first and foremost, Duke, I just want to say that the town of Afton takes very seriously the health, safety, and welfare of the users of our water system. There's currently nothing wrong with our water in the way that we're, you know, operating our system. The EPA isn't, you know, we're not on a boil order or anything crazy like that. There, in our 2014 sanitary survey that we received results for in 2018, they had set forth some information saying that they were concerned we might be under the direct influence of surface water. And if found so, if that determination is made about our water system, then we will be subject to filtration. Obviously, that is going to be a huge cost for the town of Afton. That will increase monthly, you know, monthly fees for users of the system. It's not just a cost associated with multiple millions of dollars in capital infrastructure, you know, to put in a treatment facility. That's a huge cost associated with annual operation and maintenance and things like that. And to us, as the town working with the EPA and the DEQ over the last few years, trying to understand, you know, their why behind their will in regards to this potential determination. So the town of Afton was issued a preliminary determination to be preliminarily found under the direct influence of surface water. We received that letter from the EPA on Monday at about 5:30 p.m. We did know that we had already requested for a public hearing to be done here in Afton, so that way any of the residents can be heard, any of the people that utilize our system. We don't all live here, but we work, we play, we drink the water. So it's important for us to have the community understand that there is a, you know, there is a public comment period. The EPA is going to come and have this public hearing. They're going to give their little presentation on why they're questioning our water source and what that might look like for us in the future. So I think it's important for all the residents to be well informed with what's going on, and give any comments and concerns they have associated with that.
So if I'm understanding correctly, Violet, the DEQ and the EPA are not saying that there is an issue or that there even could be an issue. They're just saying there maybe in the future might be something that could potentially happen later on. Is that right?
Exactly. So when we, historically, the town of Afton has been a groundwater source. We've been regulated as such. And so because of that, we haven't been required to filter or to disinfect our water. You know, it's we have a long-standing history of good, clean water. And so they're basically operating on a hunch. You know, they've got people that work for them, geologists. Our concern is that they're not taking the full breadth of, you know, good science to make this determination. It's more of a risk mitigation perspective of, well, you know, someday there may, could possibly be a concern. And we currently have no concerns. There hasn't been concerns. Any of the issues that the town of Afton has ever had with their water in terms of, you know, an E. coli hit we had in 2003 and then one in 2005 with the reconstruction of our distribution system, none of that was ever traced back to the source itself. It was just found within the distribution system. And so for us, it seems silly to make this determination that could cost millions and millions of dollars for our community when we really don't have a problem. So, but I again just want to say that we definitely take seriously the health, safety, welfare of all the users of our system, community members that drink our water and partake of that. So, and I think it's important to mention that our utility department is really good at what they do. And Josh is here and he can explain a little bit about some of the testing that we're required to do to ensure that our water is safe. But we're not, you know, we are completely compliant with the EPA currently based on the groundwater rules that we have to be regulated by, and we have no outstanding significant deficiencies or anything like that. So this is merely them coming in and saying, you know, we think that maybe someday there might be a concern, and because of that, we want you to pay millions of dollars and figure out how to construct this new treatment facility. So, but maybe I'll turn the time over to Josh,
Absolutely. So Josh Peebler, the utility director for the town of Afton. So Josh, walk us through the process that goes on now and tell us about some of the testing and things that the town of Afton is already currently doing for the water.
You know, currently on a daily basis, we check our water throughout our system, make sure that we're maintaining good chlorine residuals. I think first and foremost, it's kind of hard for us as the utility department to kind of take this determination from the town of Afton. The town of Afton has been operating off of their spring for, you know, a long, long period of time. This isn't something that's new. This isn't something's all of a sudden happened to our water. Nothing's changed in our system. We have made some updates to our spring gates to ensure that nothing's happening up there in the canyon. The kind of the biggest thing for me and what I'd look at as far as the EPA, these guys are located out of Colorado. They're sitting behind a desk, not being up here looking at our system. When you look at the spring, it's kind of unknown where that source is. Us ourselves, we don't know 100% where that water comes from. We don't know how it travels to the ground. And I think the fact that source is unknown where it comes from, that's a red flag for them. On a daily basis, we go through our system trying to ensure that the water is clean. We're testing it all the time, which we have always done. We have a really good record of tests that date back many, many years, and there has never been an issue.
You know, it's Josh, as the guy, the boots on the ground, when you mentioned this has been the Afton water source for so long, right? Since Afton was Afton, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of pride from Afton with its quality of water and how good it is and how the taste is so good, and people love Afton water. So if the town ended up down the road actually being required to make these changes that the DEQ would like to see made, what impact is it going to have on the quality of water that the people of Afton have come to love?
Well, first thing, I want to address something that you just said. You just said that the DEQ are the ones that are trying to change this, and that's not correct. It's the EPA.
Okay.
The DEQ of Wyoming, which is Wyoming instead of Colorado, they're on our side. They have looked at EPA's analysis, and they're against it. So we actually have the Wyoming DEQ on our side kind of fighting this battle. You know, and I want to reiterate something that Violet said first. You know, our public safety is the big thing. If it all comes down to it and there is science backing it, that there is something wrong with our water system, we absolutely want to fix it. You know, but if there's not proof, if we're trying to change all this stuff based on a hunch, you know, then we want to try and fight for our water system. You know, we have people from all over the country, you know, family members, and you talk to people all over the valley. When their family members come up from Utah, they fill up coolers to take it back, you know, and we're known for that. Years ago, I had the opportunity to take our water to Washington, D.C. and be in a water taste contest, and we got second in the entire nation. And we're proud of that, and we want to be able to continue to use that.
Again, in studio this morning, Josh Peebler, he's the utility director for the town of Afton. Violet Sanderson, also in studio. So, Violet, tell us more about this upcoming public meeting. Is it tentatively scheduled? Is it more solid now? Where are we at on that?
There is a solid date for this public hearing that is inviting all public to come physically to the meeting to provide comments, ask questions, review this preliminary determination that they have made. Obviously, I think it's important for everybody to understand this is a preliminary determination, and so they are having this public hearing for us to have the opportunity to give them, you know, our take on it, our thoughts. So I think it's very important that everybody get involved, whether you can be there physically. We will have a link on our website that shows where you can submit your public comments. The public comment period will be between September 1st and October 3rd, I believe. This public hearing is scheduled for September 27th, which is a Tuesday. It's going to be held at Star Valley High School Auditorium between the time of 6 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. So you can come, you know, come voice your concerns. You can register for the public hearing and just make comments online. But I think it's really important that our voices are heard in regards to this. This is something that is going to change, you know, the way you get a drink of water. It really is. It's as simple as that. But, you know, the town of Afton has utilized resources to attempt to stave off this determination since 2018, when we received that first inclination that they were thinking about it. We have hired attorneys that have been helping us fight this, and we believe we have a pretty solid case against, you know, what they've been doing. The concern I have as a resident of Afton and of the, you know, of this country is that we have a federal regulatory agency that may not be properly prescribing their policies to our system. And I think that's unfair. And I think that this public comment period and this, you know, this public hearing gives us the opportunity to help them understand and look us in the face, you know, these residents, that they're going to be changing, you know, potentially changing what we do here in our way of life. Yeah. And it seems silly to me that, just like Josh said, our water, you know, for years and years and years has we have good standing clean water, and just a hunch could change that and cost our community millions of dollars, and it's important for us. I also want to point out that Representative Simpson, Senator Dockstetter, and the other delegations have been helpful in making sure that we could get this public hearing. The staff that we're currently working with at the EPA has never had a request for a public hearing. So I think it's important that the residents realize that we have been fighting this to the best of our ability so far. And now it's up to everybody to come forth and you know, give their two cents on it and how they strongly feel about this.
And not just for residents in Afton, right? I mean, at some point, most of the valley is going to be using Afton's water system, whether you live in town or not. So,
well, hopefully,
right?
You know,
yeah.
The biggest thing is the capacity that we have with the intermittent spring is huge. You know, we give people 60,000 gallons of water every month for about $37. And so that's the average residence cost. And so the idea of having a treatment facility to have to filter our water, you know, there's a certain amount of contact time and things like that that's going to slow down that flow and our ability to provide that much water. And so it's not just a costly thing. It's going to basically change the capacity we have to provide to residents and the other people in our community utilizing the water. So.
Violet Sanderson, Afton Town Administrator, and Josh Peebler, Utility Director. Violet, Josh, anything else we missed here that you'd like to touch on?
You know, one thing that I would like to mention is just to reach out to the other communities. I know that as an operator here at the town of Afton, we have close working relationships with the systems neighboring us, Osmond System, Thane System, Star Valley Ranch System. All of us operate on springs. I believe that the town of Afton intermittent spring is the largest one in Wyoming. The EPA is really cracking down on springs. This is just me talking here a little bit, but I honestly believe that since we are the biggest one, if they can make us fall, it's going to be easy for them to make the rest of them fall. Talking with the local operators around here, they're kind of going through the same thing. So we want to try and be a voice for everybody. I think it's going to be really important that our entire community shows out.
So this comment period opens September 1st, correct, Violet?
Yes.
And then the public hearing September 27th.
Correct.
All right. Okay, we'll have you in studio again in a couple weeks. Update us on how things are going and go from there.
Thanks so much, Duke. We appreciate it.
That's Violet Sanderson, Josh Peebler. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, SVI.